The Women Who Shaped My Life by Marguerite from Rheum. With March being Women's History Month, I'm taking this time to explore learnings, reflections, and experiences I've encountered as a woman. We were in the library last week exploring things many of us have learned that were actually built around men. Today we'll be sitting in the living room, reflecting on the women who have shaped my life. When I think about the person I've become, I can trace pieces of her back to the women who shaped me. The beginnings. We have to start with the woman who brought me into this life, my mom. I always knew my mom carried a special strength. For example, I come from a blended Punjabi family, and that is not normal in South Asian culture. Growing up, my mom shielded us from a lot, but I didn't realize the extent until she opened up in 2020. When COVID hit, 3 out of 4 of my siblings, my mom, and I were quarantined together. We had our fair share of arguments and laughs during that time. What will always stand out to me, though, is when my mom began sharing her experiences now that all of her kids were adults. It highlighted the strength she carries and reinforced my belief that moms are, in many ways, superhuman. While I'm grateful for her giving us an ignorance is bliss type of childhood, my heart ached for everything she had endured, and mostly on her own. Now that I have a clearer picture of her life, I can see the traits she passed down to me: her emotional awareness and empathy, her realistic optimism toward life, her special way of bringing people together, her hugs. One of the best compliments I've received is when someone says my hugs remind them of my mom's. My mom is and always will be my best friend. I love you, Mom. From my sisters, I learned different kinds of strength. From the oldest, the importance of calm and mindfulness. From the second, the strength of believing in yourself. From the youngest, perseverance and the ability to find joy in the small things. Looking back, I realize how much of who I am is stitched together from pieces of the women in my family. Finding my voice. My first grade teacher, Mrs. King, helped me have an open mind as a kid. My journalism teacher in high school, Mrs. Snyder, helped me discover my love of writing and creativity. My AP English teacher, Mrs. Hudson, helped me not take life so seriously. Teachers played an integral role in helping me begin to find my voice. In addition to the teachers, I've been incredibly fortunate to find a remarkable group of lifelong friends who have really helped me in pivotal moments of figuring out who I am and what I stand for. Kumba, my friend since 8th grade, nearly 20 years ago, and I trauma bonded over our extremely strict dads and have stayed in touch since. Her resilience and ambition remind me to never stop following my instincts or my dreams. Sukhjeet, my friend since high school, happened to ride our bus for a year or so and became one of my only Punjabi friends and my go-to concert gal. Her passion and persistence remind me that anything is possible once you take that first step. Emmy, my friend from college, walked up to me in our intro to business class and asked me to be in her group for a project, and despite my nonchalant response, has decided to stick by my side since. Her adventurous spirit and ability to go with the flow, as long as it's mostly efficient, remind me not to take life so seriously and to be present. As I grew into adulthood, pieces of our shared experiences helped me find my voice. Learning to lead. When I think about it, I feel incredibly lucky. Almost all of my bosses, except one, have been women. Many of my early mentors were women who showed me that leadership doesn't have to look one specific way. At my campus job, Amy and Kate trusted me with projects I wasn't entirely sure I was ready for yet. That trust helped me gain confidence in my creative instincts and reminded me that sometimes people see your potential before you do. During my internship and first job out of college, I worked alongside women who modeled leadership with both compassion and conviction. The Encourage Initiative gave space for new ideas and showed me that empathy and strength are not opposing traits. Later in my corporate role, I saw different versions of leadership: women who held their ground in rooms dominated by men, women who show that introverts can lead thoughtfully and effectively, and mentors who reminded me of a simple but powerful rule: always ask, because the worst they can say is no. And Rachel, my first boss at the startup where I work today, showed me something simple but powerful as well. What happens when a leader truly trusts their team? That trust encouraged me to take initiative and eventually step into the role I hold now, leading a team of my own. I'm grateful to Amy, Kate, Kelly, Rachel, Savannah, Carrie, Kristen, Trisha, Tiffany, and Rachel for the ways they shaped how I think about leadership today. The future. Writing this has been unexpectedly heartwarming. I always knew the women in my life were important, but seeing their influence laid out like this reminds me how much of them I still carry with me every day. Their strength, their perspective, their encouragement, it all shows up in quiet ways as I move through life. To all the women in my life, thank you for letting me learn from your stories. I hope to carry those lessons forward with the same care they were given to me. What lessons have the women in your life quietly passed down to you?